Farouk, good morning to you once again. Day three now of the first test at Trent Bridge. England making progress as they try to sort of overhaul India's total. How are things with you?
Well, very good indeed. Nice and cloudy. You know, great conditions for the Indian seamers to bowl. The ball should be, you know, moving about a bit more than it would do on a sunny day. As long as they pitch the ball up. You know, they're doing all right so far. You know, the England batsmen are batting very well. Balance and Robson. So I think it's like a game of chess at the moment, sparring with each other. First morning, first hour, you know, there will be a bit of movement. And then the wicket will ease up. As I'm speaking, I see Ishan Sharma warming up. But India have gone in with only one spinner. And I think they've gone wrong there. Because a lot of pressure will be on Ajay Jadeja to produce goods and bowl very long spells. Whereas Ravi Ashwin, who was dropped in place of, you know, young Binny. I wanted Binny to play a test match, and perhaps it's not the right time to play him as well, with seamer's wicket. But Ashwin, I think, would be sorely missed. But then, who knows, in these conditions, Binny could easily come and bowl slow outswingers, inswingers, and, you know, get a two or three wickets. Who knows? So let's wait and see. It's only quarter past 11 now.
Yesterday, Farouk, you were bang on with your sort of target for India batting. What do you think their target should be today? How many wickets should they ideally be wanting to take if they're going to win this game?
The way things are going, if they get one or two wickets, they should be quite pleased before lunch. You know, if they get a couple of wickets before lunch, then India will have certainly earned the morning session. So that's what they'll be aiming for, you know, to try and get people like Matt Prior in around tea time and try and polish off the tail. But the way India's tail wagged, you know, anything can happen.
And it must,
if those two guys showed all the other batsmen how to bat, they batted effortlessly. Not a single error, not a single chance they gave. You know, it's made some excellent cricket, excellent batting there for the two tail-enders. So anything can happen. Any forecast could be easily, you know, snubbed off. It'd take a brave man or a foolish man to predict what's going to happen.